Hello and welcome to Talkin' Flicks, the first Talkin' Flicks for 2026. JT here and Grant Lee both recovering from a huge night, Mr. Lee. Hello.
Hello. Can I ask a question? Did you get any sleep?
Very little. Very little. I can't believe I'm firing all cylinders because, yeah, I'm pretty pumped up given the fact that, yeah, I know, geez. How many hours did you get?
I think I got about an hour and a half. And I have to say this, I'm not giving any plugs, but this Red Bull is tasting very nice at the moment.
Yes, I've got the V going on here. So, yeah. Energy drinks to pump us up this morning as we get into the first show of 2026. Happy New Year. Going to be a massive year of movies. We have got so much to talk about. Mr. Lee, what do you reckon? Should we do this first show?
I think we should. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Great to have you on board for another year. Mr. Lee, your favourite movie you're looking forward to in 2026?
I actually have to say, I know this is going to be out there, but I think The Devil Wears Prada 2. I love the first one.
Yes, it's going to be huge. Yeah.
What about yourself? Which one are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Scream 7 out. So I think it's next month. Yeah, Scream.
Yes, it is.
Can't wait.
Yeah, towards the end of the month. I think it's the 26th.
Yes.
So
It's marked in my calendar. I cannot wait. I'm a big Scream fan, love horror movies, and this is going to be huge.
Is that the one that Courtney Cox, Neve Campbell, all those?
Yes.
That's the one?
That's the one. Yeah. Right? Well done, Mr. Lee. Yeah. It's a horror. I'm surprised you remember. You know that. Yeah. Your least favorite movie you're looking forward to this year?
Scream 7.
No, John, mine is. Come on.
Yeah, Minions, I know.
When is that again? Is that middle of the year? June, July?
June. You're on leave.
I'll be on leave, yes. Have you got my form yet? You see my leave form in?
No. Been denied anyway, so don't worry about sending it in. No. It's been denied.
Jeez. No, that's all right. I'm looking forward to taking the piss out of the movie, so I'll be there, don't you worry. I would not miss the moment to those little monsters. They're monsters? I don't know what they are, little creatures.
Little yellow things. I don't know what they are.
Little things, minions. Indeed. But it's going to be a great year of movies. Minions. Yes, I know, Mr.
That's
Lee.
But
it excites you with the banana thing you do and whatnot. It does nothing for me. They're just annoying. Anyway, if you do love the Minions, you will look forward to June. But there's some great movies on the way. The show, Mr. Lee, is going to be big for the first one for the new year. We've got some new movies to break down, including a great one for the family. We've got a great biography movie with Bruce Springsteen. No, it's not Bruce Springsteen. Neil Diamond. Sorry.
That's our first blooper.
Yay,
for the year.
Well, I made the first one.
It wasn't me.
Had to be me, didn't it? Yes, no. It's based around Neil Diamond. We'll be talking about that. Yeah. We've got our first top fives for the new year. Grant Lee hits the red carpet in his dinner suit for the Real News. And we'll take a look at what's coming up next week. So it's all still to come. Let's do it like this.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Our first movie we're going to talk about that opens today is The Pout Pout Fish. Now, this is rated G. It's a family animated adventure comedy. And it's all about a fish. It is from a book, I'm just going to say, and it's a big book, and it is filmed in Australia. There will be a lot of Australian voices, Miranda Otto, you'll notice, and it's also got Nick Offerman, you know, from Parks and Rec. I think it's Parks and Rec he was in, yeah. So he actually plays Mr. Fish, but it's all about a fish and his friend, and they go on a little adventure, and it seems like they'll never get to the end of it, but they sure they do. Did I just give the ending away?
I think you did. You did. Just hopeless. You should have said, let's hear the trailer. You know that.
Let's do the trailer.
You can do this.
Cheer up, mate.
Give us a grin.
It takes more muscles to frown, you know.
Perfect.
What are you doing?
This is my home.
Oh, come on. Can I have this?
Could you not? This place is delicate.
No, 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 no.
My home.
Here.
Good. Well, not for the puffer fish.
What are we going to do?
What about Shema?
That's your plan. Chase a made-up fish that grants magic wishes?
That's it. She fixes your ship, fixes my home.
You destroyed a little girl's home?
You probably could have left that bit out.
Worm and cuttlefish! Ah! He was looking for Shima.
If I can find Shima, I can save our home.
Think they used enough pink?
Pink is so thin.
Stop trying to make Finn happen.
What if we never find Shima?
Wait, I know those colors.
Shima! Are you okay?
I'm great. Isn't water weird? You gotta
we have to get to her first, or she won't have any wish power left.
All I've ever been is a pout-pout fish until I met you.
Was that a smile?
No.
I think it was. Somebody liked it.
What even is water?
Oh, the little pout-pout fish. This one, Mr. Lee, every classroom pretty much, I'm pretty sure, around the country has read this book. So no doubt kids coming along to the cinemas, they'll know the story before they even get there.
They will. And isn't it good to see that America and Australia can work jointly on a movie?
Yes.
Because that's what they've done. And it's so good because, you know, a lot of things have been happening in America. And so it's nice to see us working together. Now, it is from a book by Deborah Disson. And as I said, it's got Miranda Otto in it. And did you hear some of the voices?
Yeah.
They sounded very Aussie.
Very Aussie. And you know what it reminds me of? It does remind me of a Nemo. So they got like that Finding Nemo and Finding Dory vibe to it, which excites me because they are fantastic movies. I can watch them over and over again. And I get that kind of vibe when I hear this movie.
Yeah, I do too, actually. That's a really good way to describe it, I think. Yeah, good. And I'm sure you do watch Finding Nemo a lot.
I love it. I love it. You know, he's, I love Dory. Dory is my favorite. Ellen DeGeneres, she's pretty awesome. Yeah. And I've got kids, Miss Lee. I've got an excuse to watch it.
Yeah, you have.
You just keep swimming.
You just put it on for yourself and the kids come and sit and watch it. So it makes you feel better.
It is a guilty pleasure. It is a guilty pleasure. Yes.
But Dory is really good. I do agree. So the Pout Pout Fish out right now.
Well, from 10 o'clock.
Now, another one. I'm sure you're looking forward to this one because you love music.
I do.
And this one, Song Sung Blue. Now, this is based on a true story about two musicians that aren't the greatest. They form a Neil Diamond tribute band, but they form a lot more. They fall in love. Now, I have to say, the chemistry between these two, which is Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, is incredible on screen, isn't it?
It looks amazing. And can I just, I love Hugh Jackman. Love Hugh Jackman.
So do I.
I've always enjoyed him in movies, but The Greatest Showman, I thought he was phenomenal. Wow. And then he went and did the live stage show with it. He really is The Greatest Showman. Yeah. And so I don't think you could have picked a more perfect person to play Neil Diamond. And the transformation, he's got the long hair and he just looks like Neil Diamond.
Yeah, he does not look like Hugh Jackman at all, does he?
No.
You just look and you go, wow, that's incredible. I wonder how much time he spent in the makeup chair to do that.
Probably a fair bit, I would imagine. But, it just looks incredible. And it sounds amazing as well. You're about to hear some incredible songs in the trailer, and you can be guaranteed you're going to hear Sweet Caroline. So should we have a listen, Mr. Lee? Have a sing-along.
I will be singing along Hopefully not you recording me singing. No. So I might just lip sync.
Okay, I'll look forward to it. Here we go.
I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a sex symbol. I just want to entertain people.
I don't want to be a hairdresser. I want to sing. I want to dance. I want to garden. I want a cat.
I need something big. I need something new.
What do you think?
You don't want to be a Neil Diamond impersonator. You want to be a Neil Diamond interpreter.
I was looking for the right way to say it, and you just came right out and said it.
Girl, we can't stay long.
We should call ourselves Lightning and Thunder.
We got things we gotta catch up on.
So you be Lightning and I be Thunder.
Yeah. You.
That is not very professional of me, but I've been wanting to do it for like a whole.
You really have to call him Lightning? It's kind of weird.
He makes.
Okay. My dad in Vietnam, sometimes he'd have to crawl over dead bodies. So yeah, he used to drink.
I could really use for you to tell me I'm doing the right thing.
I think you are.
Oh, I was scared you were gonna hit your head.
Bad things happen over and over, and I just wanna sing and I wanna shine.
You know, can't pay you anything right now, that's all.
Came here for you, brother.
I wouldn't go any shorter than this.
I want it to ripple and wave when the wind blows my shirt.
Wind in a bar? How?
Like a leaf blower.
Do you have one?
Sure.
Disappear in the music.
You two always know what to do.
I can't thank Neil, because every thank you I got belongs to you, doll. You're my August night, my September morn, you're my crackling Rosie.
Yeah, Lightning and Thunder!
Oh, yes. There you go. Song Sung Blue. And Sweet Caroline, Mr. Lee. Even the younger generation out at pubs and clubs on a Friday night now sing that song. So it just goes to show even the young ones are getting into Neil Diamond's music.
Which is so good. He actually was a great entertainer, wasn't he? And still is. He's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing it. He's,
he is.
Yeah. He's just phenomenal artist. And it's great to get, to be able to go through and explore his life. The fans, tribute performers, communities bonded by music, and great little sing along moments, I think, in the cinema, which is good. And there's nothing that says you can't sing along. So, yeah.
Correct. Didn't Hugh sound like him as well?
He did.
When he was just singing in there, I went, wow, is that Hugh or is that Neil? It was a bit hard to tell. So, yeah, I think Hugh's going to be the right person definitely to play this part. So, yeah, good on him.
Yeah, and hopefully Song Sung Blue in there as well, because that was a good song too, don't you reckon? Do you remember the Song Sung Blue? Yeah.
I would say it'd be a bit weird if they didn't have that in there.
Well, it's got to be there somewhere. You know what? They'll probably put in the credits you watch. Leave it at the very last.
Go watch it.
You're going to have to. I certainly will be too. Also screening this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5, Mr. Lee, some great movies, including Anaconda.
Yeah, and The Coral. We've got Avatar, Fire and Ash, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, The Housemaid, Nuremberg, the SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants, Wicked for Good, and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top 5.
And how convenient, Mr. Lee, that to start us off for the new year, you go to the place where all good movies are made, we constantly say it, Hollywood, going to the USA.
Yes. Yeah, look, this is the Boxing Day week. Last week. So I thought, you know what, we should really start off with US.
Let's go to the US of A. Yeah, number 5 is Anaconda. Number 4 is The Housemaid, which will be our Flickster tomorrow. Looking forward to that one. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is Marty Supreme, which I've only been hearing amazing things about. Number 2 is Zootopia 2. And number 1 for the USA, no surprises for another week. Avatar Fire and Ash.
That's so good. And look, Jim Cameron, I think, is going all the way to the bank with that. Let's look at Australia's top five. Number five is the SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants. Number four is Zootopia 2. It's hanging in there, which is really good. Number three is The Housemaid. Number two is Anaconda. And number one for Australia, Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Our first number one for 2026. Mm. Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be there for a few more weeks, I reckon. Huge.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think it's going to be there for a couple more.
Because Avatar 1 and 2 have already made the highest grossing list, and this will also top it there, I reckon, as well. So, yeah, James Cameron, he knows his stuff. He's just an incredible director.
Oh, he does. Yeah. And, you know he's going to do something great. He's just not going to make any type of movie. He will make a number $1 billion movie for sure.
Incredible what he does. Just amazing.
Maybe 2026 we should talk to James Cameron and see if we can get into one of his movies.
Oh, totally agree. Though he does these like little – does these animated movies. We can't feature him one of those because then
– No.
You know, he'll give us a job putting sound effects in or something like that. So, yeah, but, hey, it's still a job, right? That's what we want. So we'll give him our resume anyway and we'll see how we go. Maybe we can be in like Titanic 2.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
We did actually act out a scene very good in Movieoki, didn't we, when I was painting you. You were the French girl.
And that's why I was laughing, because I went, I remember we did do something.
Oh, my God. We've done some crazy shit, I'll tell you now. Like,
oh, we have.
Oh, God.
We have.
All right, Miss Lee, this is you. This is your real news. Your first one for the new year. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I certainly am. Look, this is going to be a massive year. And I know I did talk about some of it last year, which was last week. But I just wanted to bring your attention to Avengers Doomsday, which is going to be absolutely huge for the MCU. Spider-Man, The Brand New Day with Tom Holland. He returns as Peter Parker. Did I ever tell you I've actually got a cousin called Peter Parker?
No, you did not. No, you definitely did not. No.
Another one, Toy Story 5. Pixar are huge in Toy Stories, which is really good. And the Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and the Gru. Is it the Grogu?
Yeah, Grogu, I'd say. So a Star Wars theatrical film we're going to get this year. Yeah, okay.
And it's going to branch off, because that's what they're going to be doing now, is branching off a little bit more. Now, some other movies that we've got to watch out for, which I'm excited for, The Devil Wears Prada 2, Street Fighter. It's a live action, which will be great. As you said before, Scream 7. I did throw it in there for you, just so you knew. Cliffhanger. They're going to do a reboot of this one. It's going to be set for August. It's an action thriller. Deep Water, which is a disaster horror shark thriller. Hey, we haven't had a shark thriller for a while, have we?
No.
And that's great.
Aaron Eckhart and Ben Kingsley in this one. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, which will be interesting. The Cat in the Hat. It's going to be an animated version, which will be very good, from the Dr. Seuss. And The Last Resort, which is a romantic comedy starring Daisy Ridley. Do you know who she is?
Yes, I do. She was in the Star Wars movie, wasn't she?
Yeah. Do you remember when we were on radio and we were talking about Daisy Ridley? She was in some other movie. And I went, oh, what was she in? And Star Wars had just forced of
Daisy Ridley. Yeah, it brings back memories there. So I've forgotten. That's a good list, Mr. Lee, of movies.
It is. Yeah, and that's not all. That's just a few that I think are going to be very, very interesting to watch out. Now, some interesting news. A lot of actors don't like watching themselves on the screen. And I must say, I kind of feel the same way. I struggle to listen to our podcast sometimes.
Why not? Let's break this down. Let's unpack this. What's wrong, Mr. Lee? I can make you feel more confident.
Yeah, nothing major. It's just I just don't like listening to myself talk. Like, I hear it already.
I love listening to you. Like, I put you on to go to sleep at night.
right? So
put you to sleep. That's why it's put good. It on, is it?
It's good. I thoroughly enjoy that. It puts me to sleep. Yeah, that's good. It calms me. You soothe me, Mr. Lee.
That's nice to know. But yeah. I do.
Why are you so nice to you, Lee? I don't understand.
Well, it's the first day of the new year, so that's why it won't last. Yeah. There's a few people like Leonardo DiCaprio. Did you know he's never watched Titanic?
You're kidding. What?
No. I know. He is one that doesn't like watching himself. Jennifer Lawrence is another person. Adam McKay. There is a lot of actors that don't like. Adam Driver is another one. Terry Gross. But there's so many that just don't like, watching themselves on screen. But as I said, yeah. I did listen to our last two podcasts. So
you've been happy with Christmas special. You're impressed? What score did you give it out of 10?
I would actually give it 9 out of 10, and the one I love, the year in review. The year in review I loved last week. That was good.
Good to see you playing Pinocchio today, Mr. Lee. Very good. Your nose has got longer. No one has ever given us a 9. I don't expect that. No, but thank you very much. No, it's nice to know, Mr. Lee. It was a great podcast. I did enjoy it last week. We got to spend nearly an hour together. That's very uncommon for us. So,
it is.
It was good fun.
Especially when it's Christmas Day and also
Boxing Day.
And now today,
New Year's Day. Jeez, because we love spending public holidays together, don't we? And we don't get paid any extra for it, so, you know.
I must talk to the bosses about that.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we can do about that. Now, opening next week, Mr. Lee. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hang on. Hold on. That's it for my real news.
Oh, thank you very much. Hold on, is there an opener for next week? What's coming next week? Hold on, is it around the screens? We're not doing it around the screens, are we? Because there's nothing for
us. No, right, we're not doing. No.
Okay, that's
right. We've got nothing at the moment.
Won't play that. Okay, so we'll just go straight to opening next week, which is Grand Prix of Europe. Now, this is an animated film. It's one for the family. And it's Edda, who's a young mouse and the daughter of a fairground operator. Yeah.
That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And we will be having our Talking Flickster for that one, which will be in a few weeks. So, which will be really good. I think it'll be good to have a kids' movie.
Yeah, I think it will be too. It's perfect. Yeah. Well, this has come to the end of the podcast, Mr. Lee. So before we go, and we are back tomorrow, we will point out as well, because tomorrow we have our Flickster who will be reviewing The Housemaid, this new Sydney Sweeney, Amanda Seyfried movie, which looks great, by the way. So we'll be telling you more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, before we go, Mr. Lee, it is the first day of 2026. What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is, yes, to lose weight, because my doctor keeps saying it, but I actually think I'm going to try to stay here for the whole year.
Good. I'm glad.
Go on holidays. I'm not going to go overseas this year. How about that?
So you're travel abroad is what you're saying. So you'll still be giving me some leave.
Last year I went 3 times. I went 3 times last year, so it's made up for this year.
Oh, no. So you'll just be going locally this year. So you'll be going to...
Yeah, I'm going to go local.
Local, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm hoping, Okay.
Right. What's your New Year's resolution?
Well, my New Year's resolution is to go somewhere this year. I've seen you get all these holidays, and it's like, I want you to stay here, and I'm going somewhere this year. So,
That's good.
Yeah. There you go. So
Do you trust me to touch the buttons on the desk?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And of course, my other resolution is to be nice to you, more nicer to you this year. Yeah, which I tried to do last year, but it took about one day, and that was over. So yeah, but I feel like I've been really so nice to you today. So let's see where I can do it. I'm feeling good.
I hope so, because you know at Christmas lunch, Nan did say you had to be nice.
Oh, don't do it, Nan. No, I'm not Nan. No. I'm cutting your mic off, Mr. Lee. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a cool one. We'll see you for the Flickster. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.